You know, when I was 34 years old, I was preaching a revival meeting, and I fell over. Pain hit me in the middle of my chest. Went out in both arms. I fell out on that platform. Well, there was a nurse there, a registered nurse. She come up and said that I'd had a massive heart attack. She had knew what was going. Well, they took me over to the parsonage, and I had another one, and she pronounced me dead. She couldn't find any pulse. I knew I wasn't dead because I heard her. And you can see... You can see that death was greatly exaggerated because I'm still here today. But she pronounced me dead, but my wife wouldn't accept that. She was praying in tongues, but I understood her in English. You know, that's what it was on the day of Pentecost. They're praying, they're speaking in tongues, they ain't speaking their language, but they heard them in their language. That was a miracle. But I tell her all the time, I heard what you said to God. You said to him, you're not going to leave me by myself with these kids. God brought me back, but he didn't heal me at that point. I went to her folks' home on a farm. They weren't saved. They couldn't understand why I didn't go to a doctor. Don't have nothing against a doctor. But I didn't know at that time if I went to a doctor, I'd die. I knew that. I don't know what this is all about then. I know now. God was teaching me what I'm teaching you right now. Amen. That perseverance, hold on, believe on. The third night I was at home, I had the third one. I couldn't move. I just knew I couldn't wake my wife. So much fluid come out of my body, it soaked that mattress. Well, when my wife woke up and looked at me, she thought I was dead. Well, I wasn't again. She prayed. But I said to her then that day, I said, I want you to get the car. Bring it up here and help me get in it. Take me into the little village at a hotel and leave me. I've got to get alone with God. I'm going to die if I don't. Well, she said, I can't do that. She began to cry. I said, well, I'll do it myself. So she decided to be better. She did. So she took me, left me for 9 days and 9 nights. I'm talking about perseverance. I'm talking about God made a promise. God is not a liar, folks. He's not a man. God will do what he said if you set your heart to find him. 9 days, 9 nights. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't breathe past my Adam's apple. I mostly stayed on my knees. I never ate a bite. I told the porter, don't bother me. I drank a little water. That is all. I didn't know. 1,000 devils come there, said, you're going to die. Nobody's coming till they smell you. Amen. Till corruption sets in. 9 days I read from Genesis to that ninth Psalm. That's the reason I quoted so much. God said nothing. I just read. I prayed. God said nothing. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I come to Psalm 9 and 10. It said, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek you. Not them that feel you, not them that taste you, but them that seek you. Nobody could have sought him anymore. When I got there, that jumped out of that Bible. It spoke. I felt a hand go inside of my rib cage, squeeze that heart. I jumped up. I landed in the middle of that bed. You understand, I had a lot more spring in my step then. Amen. I broke every slat in that bed. I broke that bed down. I run out in that hall in them pajamas. I'm a shouting. A woman come out of the room. She wrapped up in a kimono. What's the matter with you? I said, Jesus, just heal me. She run back in, peeping out that door. I know she's sitting as a crazy man in that hall after. But you see, I was healed. That's the reason, you understand. I'm 84 years old, but the heart's only 50. That's the reason I do as good as I am. Oh, yes, sir. Had a doctor examine me. Wasn't nothing wrong, just a physical. He said, you've got one of the best starts you ever saw in a man your age. But he said, I can tell you've had trouble, terrible scars on that heart. Oh, I said, that reminds you how great this God is, doctor. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. But what I'm saying, you know, if I'd said, well, now, God, I'm going to go there and wait fast. I'm going to wait there one day. If you don't do something, I guess I'll go to the doctor. I probably wouldn't be here talking to you now. But I said, I'm here till you take me home or tell me what's going to happen to me, through perseverance, through patience, through waiting, God said, Abraham received that promise. I'm an heir of every one of those promises. He's not going to treat me better than he did Father Abraham. If you'll believe him, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the delay, hang on, believe on. I can tell you an angel will knock on your door one day.
Amen.
God will come with that answer. Amen.